Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. If you were given the task of describing what a faithful Christian should be, what words would you use to describe him or her? While we might think of a number of things to say about that, 1 Peter chapter 2 offers some interesting thoughts at verse 9. There, Peter tells us that we are a chosen generation. Just as Israel was chosen of God to bring Christ into the world, we are similarly charged as Christians with the task of bringing the world to Christ. As a generation, we are partakers of the second birth by which we are born into the family of God. Secondly, Peter tells us that we are a royal priesthood. That which is royal certainly suggests a kingly type of order. To be sure, as the adopted children of God, we become the younger siblings of the King of Kings. As priests, we are obligated by the very description of the word to offer up sacrifices to the Lord. Paul opens Romans 12 with the admonition that we offer the sacrifice of self. Thirdly, Peter notes that we are a holy nation. They who are holy are they who are set apart and separated from the world for divinely appointed purposes. As a nation, we are subjects of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, which we know as the church, enjoying the reigning of Christ in our hearts. And fourthly, Peter describes us as a peculiar people. That peculiarity is not to be considered a strangeness of demeanor, but rather a holiness of behavior that, while not self-righteous, still distinguishes us from the sinful characteristics of the world. Indeed, Peter offers some interesting and valuable insights into what the Christian should be. However, he offers some more details about what a Christian should do. We are expected to show forth the praises of Him who hath called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We might admire someone from afar, but never by any word spoken or any deed done make known what our feelings are. Similarly, we might have inside us a great potential to serve, honor, and love the Lord. Yet, we never make it clear to the Lord that we have such intentions. We'll never show His praises until we do so. By stepping in obedience out of the darkness of worldliness and into the light of the Son of God. And may He richly bless you. And have a great day.